to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by a dear friend and much admired colleague, Faith McDonald. She is the Director of Religious Liberty Programs at the Institute for Religion and Democracy. She also heads up its Church Alliance for a New Sudan. One of the topics we'll be discussing with her. Faith has been at the forefront of efforts to come to the aid of Christians and others who are being persecuted for their faiths throughout the world. And we're always privileged to have her with us to shed light on what is happening and what could be done to help. Faith, thanks so much for joining us. It's good to have you back.
Well, it's always glad to be with one of my heroes, Frank. So thanks for having me.
Thank you, ma'am. Give us, just in the broadest of outlines, the magnitude of the problem that we're facing at the moment with Christian persecution specifically, I guess primarily these days at the hands of Islamists. Though the Chinese are also in the game, who else? And how serious a problem does it represent, Faith McDonald?
Well, as you say, the largest part of the problem is coming from the Islamic world, but China is still repressing Christians. North Korea is a place where we don't even know how many Christians there may be, and they're languishing in these horrible prison camps. Three generations of a family are put in prison if they're found out to be Christians, to try to purge that line of Christianity. So that's a huge problem. Christians are suffering all over the world. And I was really happy to hear President Trump talk about radical Islamic terrorism. And for people to connect the dots between terrorism to the terror that is facing Christians around the world because of Islam wanting to establish sovereignty over them.
Right. It is terrifying in whatever form it takes, and whether it's just the coercion and routing people out from their homes, or it's the violence of rape, torture, and crucifixion, murder, and the like. It's an abomination for sure. As I mentioned, Faith McDonald, you have been very active for a long time with respect to one of those fronts, not as often in the news as it should be, namely Sudan. Talk a bit about what the government in Khartoum is up to and what it means for the people both within its own country, the Nuba Mountains and Darfur, as well as across the border in the new country of South Sudan.
Yes, Sudan is a very intelligent country. It has managed the government of Sudan, an Islamic government, wants to stay in power and has managed to, by putting itself across to the world and especially to the U.S. government, especially under the last administration, as being one thing when really they are welcoming ISIS into the country. They have terrorist training camps and, again, persecuting Christians. Now, just this past week, the president of Sudan did pardon a Czech missionary, Petr Jacek, who was in prison, sentenced to death in Sudan for spying, espionage, when actually he was just helping people. But he was pardoned, which, you know, really big of Bashir to pardon him when he shouldn't have been in prison in the first place. But that's how they do things. They do something outrageous, and then they give you a little, and everybody who's acting like a dhimmi under Sharia is saying, oh, thank you so much for letting this man out of prison. Meanwhile, there are two more, a Nuba pastor and a Darfuri young man who are in prison sentenced to 12 years for helping Petr. So there's the imprisonment, there's bulldozing churches. They bulldozed 20 churches in Sudan. When the countries separated, Sudan said, well, all the Christians can go to the south. We don't need to have Christianity in Sudan. But there are still Christians in Sudan, and so this has been a very oppressive time for them, as well as for all of Sudan's marginalized people, the Black African people groups.
We're expecting in the near future a visit by President El-Sisi of Egypt to the United States. One of the things that may well be on his agenda, and should be, is the plight of Christians in his own country. The Muslim Brotherhood has been particularly virulently persecuting and otherwise ruining the lot in life of Christians in that country. How serious a problem is it there, in your judgment, Faith MacDonald? And is the Al-Sisi government taking action to try to ameliorate the situation?
Well, Frank, it's been a problem for Christians in Egypt for a long time, but this new attack by the Muslim Brotherhood is a very serious problem. And people are being displaced and people are being killed. The Muslim Brotherhood appears to be taking on ISIS tactics of very cruel and evil deaths to people. So I would love to see a stronger response from President al-Sisi and hope that when he meets with President Trump, that one of the subjects on the agenda will be how do we help our minority religions and particularly the Christians who are being targeted. President Trump could do a lot to change the situation for Christians around the world, and particularly for people who are seeking asylum who have not been able to get it. You know, we know about Iraq and Syria that Christians and Yazidis were not accepted into the United States, and would love to see that change for those who want to come, but for those who don't, to help strengthen the people who are fighting for their own freedom, such as the Syrian Christians who are fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda on their own, along with the Kurds.
They have to, or they will be put to death themselves for sure. Faith, on this question of the Muslim Brotherhood and what Donald Trump can be doing to help Christians in Egypt and beyond, one of the things that, of course, has been talked about for some time now is designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Based on what you've just described, it certainly seems to qualify, and I wonder whether you would support that step.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, I've signed every petition I can find. I will do whatever I can do to help get that to happen. But yes, the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. It has been since the beginning. You know, to go back to Sudan, it's the Muslim Brotherhood that has been behind the scenes in Sudan, especially with the late, not lamented, Hassan al-Turabi, who was the prime minister of Sudan and then the first vice president.
One of the leading supremacists there.
Exactly, exactly. Building caliphates.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been about forever. Do you think, Faith MacDonald, that there is an opportunity for regime change in Sudan that the Trump administration could assist with? I was talking over the weekend with Brad Phillips, who, as you know, has been very active in Sudan for a long time, and he believes that is a distinct opportunity for the United States, and it could make a tremendous difference in that part of the world. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it sure could. Brad's another one of my heroes. He's been doing amazing work in the Nuba Mountains. And yes, when you think about the fact that 93% of the country are the, quote, marginalized people, and that they all are strong and desiring of secular democracy and freedom, if we supported them instead of what the last administration did, which was kind of just playing it neutral or really giving a nod and a wink to Khartoum, we could have a tremendous influence on helping to bring about regime change. This is very important for Trump administration. The center in Khartoum, they say they have opposition parties too. But when you're talking about somebody like Sadiq al-Mahdi, he's not opposition. He's Omar al-Bashir in different clothes.
Faith, there's so much more to talk about all of this. I do want to commend to our listeners a terrific short video that really brings home this question of ignoring the plight of these minority populations, Christian or otherwise. It's a film by Jason Jones, just 10 minutes long, called Sing a Little Louder. You can find it on YouTube. I commend it to you, as do I do the work of the Institute for Religion and Democracy, and especially that of Faith MacDonald there. Check it out at theird.org. Faith, thanks so much for joining us. Come back to us again soon. I hope the rest of you will do the same. Tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.